Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We want to thank God for that testimony.
Nous remercions Dieu pour ce témoignage.
And we want to give the credit, all the credit of it, to Jesus Christ.
Que nous voulons donner complètement au Seigneur Jésus-Christ parce que c'est lui qui l'a fait.
He is really the one that makes everything work.
C'est lui qui a tout arrangé.
Praise the Lord. Let me start with a prayer.
Nous allons commencer avec la prière.
Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity.
Nous voulons te remercier pour cette opportunité.
I want to thank you for the privilege we have to meet.
Pour ce privilège que tu as donné de nous rencontrer.
To meet and gather together to break the bread of life.
Ensemble partager le pain de Dieu.
Father, the scripture that is found in the Bible that says he sent his word to heal our disease. And to deliver us out of all of our destruction. Father, we pray for the unction, the anointing upon the word of God. That is the manifestation of the reality of truth. As it ministers to the individual. That brings a solution to their physical problems, their mental problems, their living problems.
Que les problèmes physiques, les problèmes personnels trouvent la solution.
Father, we want to have that flow. We want to have that unction. We want to have that anointing.
Père, nous voulons avoir l'onction nécessaire. Nous voulons avoir ce remplissage de l'esprit.
So we commit all of these things into your hand this morning.
C'est pourquoi nous te remettons tout un chacun de nous.
And we ask for the word of God to have free course.
Et nous demandons que la parole de Dieu
in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to thank each of you for coming out today. I'm sure you probably had other things to do.
Je pense que nous avons beaucoup de choses à faire.
But you put this as a priority.
Vous avez beaucoup de choses à faire, mais vous avez donné la priorité à celui-là.
And quite frankly, brethren, the word of God must have a priority in our lives.
Vous savez, frère, la parole de Dieu doit avoir une priorité dans notre vie.
You cannot start a day without it.
Vous ne pouvez pas commencer une journée sans
you cannot go through the day without it.
Vous ne pouvez pas continuer dans la journée sans
and you certainly cannot come down to the end of the day and not have it.
Vous ne pouvez pas revenir à la maison à la fin de la journée.
Hallelujah. But the word has to be a living testimony in your life as well. That testifies to the fact of God's power to save to the uttermost.
Qui va témoigner que la parole de Dieu veut sauver?
There is a little scripture.
Yeah, une portion des
we kind of touched on it last night, I believe. It's in John, the first chapter.
On va dans le premier, dans Jean 1.
I suggest that you go home today with John chapter 1 on your minds.
Je voudrais que vous retourniez chez vous aujourd'hui à la maison.
Because it deals with the plan, the purposes of God and man working together.
Parce que ça traite du but, de l'objectif de Dieu travaillant ensemble avec l'homme.
I don't know if you're really aware of it.
Je sais pas si vous le savez vraiment, ou vous en êtes
but
vraiment conscient.
God is not interested in building a church per se.
Dieu n'est pas intéressé dans la première. Ce n'est pas l'affaire de Dieu de construire un bâtiment comme une ville.
It seems today church is more interested in members and building and expanding.
Parce que nous voyons que l'église de Jésus est plus intéressée dans la construction des bâtiments, dans l'effectif des membres, dans l'expansion.
And then they are interested in doing what it is that God wants to accomplish.
Ils le font tous parce qu'ils pensent que c'est ce que Dieu veut de.
And what God is wanting is a body.
Mais ce que Dieu veut est.
Hallelujah.
Le corps.
A living organism.
Un organisme vivant.
Not an organization, an organism.
pas une organisation, mais un
Alléluia. An organism is very flexible. I don't care how, in what environment you find it. It seems to adapt and be able to move and conform to the environment, or even overcome the environment that it is in.
Un organisme est suffisamment
Alléluia.
Peut se retrouver dans plusieurs environnements, peut s'adapter et peut même des fois surmonter ou bien surmonter l'environnement dans lequel il vit.
Your body is a perfect example of that type of system.
Votre corps est un exemple parfait de ce système.
You take you out of one environment and put you into another environment.
On vous prend d'un environnement, on vous met dans un autre environnement.
And that environment for a time might overcome your internal environment.
Vous savez, cet environnement peut-être à un moment surmonter ou bien dominer votre environnement intérieur.
But your internal environment adjusts.
Mais votre environnement intérieur.
And often overcomes. And often overcomes the negative aspect of that environment that is on the external.
Va surmonter bien
Alléluia.
L'aspect négatif de l'environnement intérieur.
Alléluia. An organism does not work that way. An organization does not work that way.
Mais une organisation ne fonctionne pas de la même façon.
It's very structured.
C'est très
It's very inflexible.
Hallelujah.
It has rules and regulations that must be adhered to.
Elle a des règles et des lois qui sont bien mises en place.
And there is very little tolerance in the aspect of violating that structural organization.
Il y a peu de tolérance
Alléluia.
De violation des lois structurelles de l'organisation.
And on top of that,
et au-dessus de ça,
we have the word of God that says that man, God will not dwell in temples made with men's hands.
La parole de Dieu nous enseigne que Dieu ne vit pas dans des temples construits par les mains d'hommes.
So no matter how pretty it is, no matter how lavish the construction and the accoutrements of things that you put in it, the carpeting,
la beauté des murs, quelle que soit la splendeur du bâtiment,
yeah, the splendor,
oui.
Hallelujah. That's all right. Hallelujah. No matter how much money you spend on air conditioning, how much money you spend on the seating that you're going to sit in,
Hallelujah. Le montant d'argent que vous avez dépensé,
Hallelujah. No matter,
en faisant les sièges, en climatisant le bâtiment,
no matter how much of the electronic accoutrements you put into the building to enhance the word, to enhance the environment.
Quels que soient les
équipements
électroniques que vous avez installés pour sonoriser le bâtiment,
God says,
Dieu dit,
I do not dwell there.
Je ne vis pas là-bas.
Now, it's important for you and I to understand the word dwell.
Il est très important pour vous et moi
not in necessarily in your local language.
Pas forcément dans votre langue.
Not in necessarily in your French interpretation.
Pas forcément dans l'interprétation.
But you have to look at the Bible in the language that it is written.
Mais vous devez aller à la Bible dans la langue dans laquelle elle a été écrite.
And when you look at that word dwell,
si vous examinez bien le mot
the Greek word,
c'est un mot grec.
It doesn't mean a place you go in and in a temporary manner or temporary fashion.
Demeurer ne veut pas dire aller dans
Hallelujah.
Rester quelque part temporairement.
You know, like you're going for a visit.
Comme si vous rendez visite.
Hallelujah. That's not what that word dwell means. Hallelujah. He says, I will come in and make my abode in them. That means he's going to move in. We have an expression in the States. He's going to move in. Lock, stock, and barrel.
Il va déménager là-bas, point final.
Hallelujah. That means he's coming with all his entourage.
Il vient avec tout ce qu'il a.
And it's not going to be a temporary thing.
Il viendra pas rester là-bas juste pour un temps.
It's a permanent arrangement.
Vous savez, c'est un arrangement permanent.
An arrangement that begins with your position of the acceptance of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Et cela commence par votre position.
Alléluia.
Du sang.
Alléluia. And that acceptance grows into consecration.
Et cela grandit. Cette acceptation grandit jusqu'à un niveau de consécration.
Dedication.
De dédication. De dédicace.
A destiny of purpose for you as an individual.
Et un.
Hallelujah.
Une destinée en tant qu'individu.
We in the natural arena spend so much time. We in this natural environment spend so much time working at some sort of learning to build a profession.
Vous savez, nous, dans notre vie normale, nous passons plus de temps à construire notre profession.
And we spend so at a profession at the very most is temporal. At a profession,
yes,
that at the very most is temporal.
Des professions et des carrières qui,
alléluia,
la plupart du temps sont temporaires.
How much more time should we spend on something that is eternal?
Combien de temps devons-nous passer sur quelque chose qui est éternel?
Alléluia.
Amen.
Alléluia.
Amen.
You need to think about that a little bit.
Vous devez quand même réfléchir un peu sur.
Especially when the Bible says,
surtout quand la Bible dit,
that we should seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Quand la Bible dit, nous devons chercher au premier abord le royaume des cieux.
And all of these other things.
Et les toutes autres choses.
Those things that are necessary to life and living in a temple arena. Hallelujah. Those things will be added unto you. Hallelujah. But you know, all of these things are conditional.
Toutes ces choses sont conditionnelles.
And it is the conditional contingent of it that I want to kind of talk about with you this morning.
En fait, c'est l'aspect conditionnel de cette chose, c'est cet aspect que je voudrais aborder.
I am a tabernacle person.
Je suis une personne représentée par.
I have been sitting under the word of tabernacle for almost 40 years.
Je suis resté sur la parole, mais j'ai demeuré.
I probably have heard more about tabernacle than you have collectively. I've heard more about the story of tabernacle personally than what you have collectively.
J'ai plus entendu moi seul, ou bien j'ai plus été enseigné sur le tabernacle moi seul que vous tous rassemblés ici. Et avait fait. C'est-à-dire, quand on rassemble les enseignements que vous avez reçus, vous tous ici, vos enseignements ne dépassent pas ce que moi seul j'ai appris ou bien j'ai étudié sur la question du tabernacle.
Alléluia. Hallelujah. Everything that is in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
Tout ce qui est contenu dans la Bible depuis Genèse.
Every revelation.
Toute révélation.
Every unfolding of the gospel of God.
Toute compréhension de l'évangile de Dieu.
And believe you me, we haven't heard the totality of the of what it is that is in the gospel.
Croyez-moi, vous n'avez pas encore entendu la totalité, bien l'ensemble du message qui est dans les évangiles.
Because when the Bible talks about the gospel, it talks about the mystery of God that is hidden in the Bible.
Parce que quand la Bible parle de l'évangile, il parle du mystère de la parole de Dieu qui est caché.
But we can get excited.
Mais nous pouvons peut-être être
contents. Because it says that in the end time, the mystery of God shall be revealed.
Parce que la Bible a dit au dernier moment.
Alléluia.
Le mystère de la parole sera révélé.
Which end time we are now living in.
Et c'est ce moment que nous vivons maintenant.
Alléluia. Especially if you look at world situations.
Spécialement quand vous jetez un coup d'œil sur la situation mondiale.
What is happening in different parts of Africa?
Ce qui se passe de part et autre en Afrique.
The darkness that is rising up.
L'obscurité qui surgit.
Things that are happening in Europe.
Il y a d'autres choses qui se passent en Europe.
The destruction and the mayhem that is working in those environments.
La destruction.
Alléluia.
Continue. Grandissant partout, d'ailleurs.
The things that are happening in the United States.
Ce qui se passe aux États-Unis.
All is a testimony to the end of time and the conflagration of nations.
Et tout ça là.
Alléluia.
De la fin des temps.
Alléluia.
De la destruction des nations.
So even if we did not have a word telling us it was the end time.
Même si nous n'avons pas un mot qui nous.
Alléluia.
Disant c'est la fin, c'est la fin.
We could be reading the newspaper, and the newspaper would be telling us it's the end time.
Nous pouvons lire la presse.
Hallelujah.
Dit que c'est la fin des choses.
So everything that is in the Bible must be found. Did you hear me?
Vous savez, tout ce qui est dans la Bible doit être découvert.
It must be found. No exception.
Il ne doit plus avoir quelque chose de
no room for maneuvering. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that
je peux dire
because this is not my drawing. Hallelujah. This is not my drawing. Hallelujah. I suggest you go into Exodus and you read the circumstance that brought this thing into being.
Je suggère que nous disons dans.
Hallelujah.
Les circonstances dans lesquelles cette chose est venue en existence.
It wasn't Moses' idea.
C'était pas l'idée de Moïse.
Hallelujah. God had just delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Dieu avait délivré les enfants.
For us, the symbolic significance of that, the allegory reason of that situation, as Moses led the children of Israel out of bondage of Egypt. Hallelujah. Jesus has led us out of bondage from the world.
De la même manière,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have to understand how these things are pertinent to your position of Christianity.
Vous devez comprendre comment ces choses sont vraies dans votre position de chrétien.
This book is not just a historical book.
Vous savez, ce livre n'est pas juste un livre d'histoire.
This book is a book that's written about your ancestral inheritance by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Ce livre parle.
Alléluia.
De vos ancêtres à travers le sang du Seigneur Jésus Christ.
Just as you had a great 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 grandfather.
Comme si.
Alléluia. So you also have great, 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 great grandfathers in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Because Moses wasn't just a man living in a dispensation of time to do something for a people.
Moïse n'était pas seulement un homme.
Hallelujah.
Qui a vécu dans la dispensation des temps pour faire des grandes choses.
But he was a prophetic word that was working in the midst of humanity, and I am related to that prophetic word to the man called Moses.
Vous savez, c'est
hallelujah.
Qui a existé, et moi, je suis lié à ce mot prophétique.
So we have to understand the significance of what we have, what our history is.
Nous devons comprendre et nous devons savoir la signification de ce que c'est que notre histoire.
We have to understand the significance of who and what we are as a family.
Nous devons savoir
hallelujah.
Qui nous sommes en tant que famille.
You put very much emphasis, very much a great deal of importance upon family.
Vous n'accordez pas tout
Hallelujah. Very, I would say a good portion of your life is tied up in dealing with family issues.
Et au contraire, je dirais que
Hallelujah.
La partie de nos vies sont passées, ou bien est passée en entretenant les relations familiales.
How much more should we be involved in the family issues of God and the purposes for which He has that family?
À plus forte raison, comme huh? Nous temps devons nous parler
Hallelujah.
Dans les affaires familiales
Hallelujah.
De Dieu et concernant l'objectif que lui-même a pour nous.
So, in the beginning,
et donc, au commencement,
when He led them out of Egypt, He brought them to that place in the desert. Hallelujah. He wanted to bring all of Israel up to the mountain before Him. Hallelujah. So, what was significant about that?
Qui a un sens, une chose que nous devons remarquer là-bas,
was that the word of God was all inclusive.
Que la parole de Dieu avait rassemblé tout.
No special people for special things.
Il n'y avait pas de personnes spéciales pour des
Hallelujah.
Choses spéciales.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Vous comprenez ce que je dis?
Hallelujah. He didn't say, Moses, I want you to come up on the mountain because you're in charge of the people. Because you are listening to me, I want to talk to you to talk to my people. No. He said, bring them all up before me. Hallelujah. So God doesn't want to select a special person. Whether you call him an apostle, or you call him a prophet, or you call him an evangelist, or a teacher, or maybe I should use the word pastor.
Huh?
God wasn't calling Moses as a pastor.
Dieu n'appelait pas Moïse.
Hallelujah. Moses, God was calling his people.
Dieu appelait son peuple.
But the significance of the situation at the time was so terrible
Mais le sens
and so frightening
était très terrible
Hallelujah.
Et très
that the children of Israel would not go up.
Que les Israélites ne vont
Hallelujah.
Pas monter.
What happened was, as they saw the manifestation of God on that mountain, oh my God, they began to shake and quake. Hallelujah. We have this experience. And their knees were knocking together.
Huh?
Hallelujah. You have that expression here? Hallelujah. They were scared to death. And there's something very important about that. Because you see, humanity is programmed in a negative fashion by the fall of Adam and Eve.
Vous savez, l'humanité est programmée vers le mal. À travers la chute d'Adam.
When God created man,
lorsque Dieu a créé l'homme,
He created man and programmed him for a certain position.
Il a créé, il a programmé
Hallelujah.
Un niveau.
He created him to be like himself.
Il a créé
and
pour qu'il soit comme lui-même.
That would be manifested in the image that was to be portraying God.
Et qu'il
Hallelujah. And man became a living soul.
Et l'homme devint une âme vivante.
What that means is that programming was activated.
Ce qui voulait dire que cette programmation a été activée.
Hallelujah. Do you hear me?
Vous me comprenez?
You push a little button on your computer.
Vous appuyez sur un petit bouton sur votre ordinateur.
And this little thing pops up on your screen and
et
says,
vous voyez l'écran, des choses comme ça.
Do you want to make these changes to your hard drive?
Est-ce que vous voulez faire changer, modifier des choses sur votre moniteur?
And you go and you push the button that says yes.
Et vous appuyez sur oui.
And it goes into the process of instigating and installing and activating that program. Listen, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when he breathed into Adam, hallelujah,
Amen.
It was the activation of the program of the seed of God. Hallelujah. And it says that Adam became a living soul. His program was activated. Hallelujah. But there was a negative programmer in the garden.
Mais il y avait un programme négatif dans le jardin.
And that negative program,
et ce programme négatif,
needed the permission of the program E.
Et ce programme négatif avait besoin de la permission du programme E.
It needed the permission of the program E to change the program.
Et il avait besoin,
hallelujah,
du programme E afin de changer.
So the devil had to intervene.
Et le diable devait intervenir.
Because he wanted to use man against God.
Parce qu'il avait voulu utiliser l'homme contre Dieu.
See, the devil can't get at God unless he uses man.
Regardez, le diable ne pouvait jamais atteindre Dieu à moins qu'il utilise l'homme.
Now you think about that. If you want the devil, the devil can do nothing unless he utilizes your permission. Hallelujah. He had to change the programming in the man. Hallelujah. Part of the programming was submission and obedience to God.
Et une partie de cette programmation était la,
hallelujah,
et l'obéissance à Dieu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want you to think about that also.
Donc, que vous,
hallelujah. That God would create a being that has God potential but give the individual the opportunity to reject him.
Et Dieu qui crée un homme qui a le potentiel de Dieu, mais qui au même moment a donné la permission à cet homme de se dresser contre lui.
You see, the thing that will change you and I to be like God is what and how and where we decide to do with God or the devil.
Vous savez, la chose qui va
hallelujah
venir à être Dieu est la chose qui nous donne la permission de décider de faire ce que Dieu veut ou de ne pas le faire.
One of my relatives in the spirit,
vous savez, un de mes parents spirituels,
he was a man called Richard Rohrbrand.
Il s'appelle Richard Brown.
He was a Lutheran pastor in Romania.
Il est pasteur luthérien à Roumanie.
Now, I want to tell you, when the communists came in, when the communists came into Europe,
pendant l'époque communiste en Europe,
and they captured those countries and brought them under their subjection,
et ces pays ont été conquis sous la domination du communisme,
there was a prospering church that was working in those different countries, and those prospering churches had godly men. Men who feared God.
Et il y avait
hallelujah
un courant religieux qui prospérait en ce moment.
Hallelujah.
C'était basé sur la crainte de Dieu.
And Romania in particular,
et particulièrement la Roumanie,
was like a laboratory.
Était comme un laboratoire.
A laboratory in testing how to persecute humanity.
Un laboratoire de mise en évidence des instruments de
the things that they did to human beings to get them to recant their position of faith into God.
Un laboratoire où on testait les choses qui devaient amener les gens à désobéir à Dieu.
Unfortunately, many of those men did not have the character of integrity that Brother Rohrbrand had.
Malheureusement, ces personnes n'avaient
hallelujah
pas le caractère
hallelujah
que le frère Richard avait.
This man spent 15, 16, 17 years in prison.
Plus de 17 ans, 18 ans en prison.
14 years of that imprisonment was in solitary confinement.
14 ans d'emprisonnement était le top.
And they did all manner of things to his body.
Et il avait subi des traitements.
They did all manner of psychological tricks on his mind to break his will for God.
Psychologique, juste.
Alléluia.
Qu'il refuse ou bien qu'il abdique.
And they could not succeed.
Mais il n'avait pas réussi à le faire.
In one place, they moved him from where he was into what they call the death cell.
Et ils l'ont transféré de sa cellule à une autre cellule qu'on appelait la cellule de la mort.
And this is the cell they put all the infirm, all the weak, all those who were dying.
Et c'est dans cette cellule qu'on gardait.
Hallelujah.
Et les infirmes.
Hallelujah.
Ils sont devenus très faibles.
Hallelujah.
Et manifestement allaient mourir.
Brother Wormbrand. My spiritual brother, my spiritual family, was the only man who walked alive out of that cell. Hallelujah. Not only was the only man who walked alive out of it, but in the time that he was in that cell, every man that had persecuted him or brought him to that position of persecution wound up in that cell.
Went down, what?
Every man that persecuted him, that tortured him, that passed sentence upon him, wound up as prisoners in that cell.
Et non seulement il sortit de cette prison vivant, mais tous ceux qui l'ont persécuté, tous ceux qui l'ont maltraité, ont fini par séjourner dans cette cellule aussi.
And so, Brother Wormbrand had a church by selection of God to be in a particular place at a particular time.
Vous savez, le frère.
Alléluia.
Le frère avait été choisi par Dieu à un moment particulier pour diriger une église.
You got it?
Okay, il était.
Alléluia.
À ce moment particulièrement pour.
How many of you would submit to a position of oversight in that condition, in that environment?
Combien d'entre vous ont été ou bien conduit dans un tel environnement, dans une telle situation?
And he was able to minister the word of salvation to every one of those individuals.
Et il avait été capable de prêcher la parole de Dieu à toutes ces personnes.
And every one of those individuals accepted the propitiation for their sins.
Et toutes ces personnes.
Alléluia.
Confessaient le péché.
God eventually delivered him out of prison.
Et finalement, Dieu l'a
delivered him out of Romania.
L'a délivré,
took him to the United States.
L'a amené aux États-Unis.
And he began the work called the Voice of the Martyrs.
Et il a commencé un ministère appelé la voix
The Voice of the Martyrs.
La voix
a
des
new,
martyrs.
It's a publication. It's changed its name now since he passed.
Maintenant, on a changé le nom, mais
is it still the Voice of the Martyrs?
En anglais, c'était The Voice of Martyrs.
Hallelujah. Martyrs.
Ah, okay.
Who suffered, who died. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his publication goes all over the world. Hallelujah. Yes, and has helped many, many people in similar situations. Hallelujah. But that's just one of my relatives. That's just one of your relatives. And you want to know something else?
Et vous voulez savoir quelque chose d'autre?
Brother Wormbrand did not have a rather revelation and understanding of the word of God concerning sonship.
Vous savez, il n'a pas eu la révélation de la parole de Dieu au sujet.
Alléluia.
D'enfant.
And he is one of those, he did not have the revelation of the ministry and the fruition or the coming to fullness of men and women in perfection.
Et il n'a pas vu.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I'll tell you. Go ahead. I'll tell you one more thing. Brother Warren Brown is in that heavenly cloud of witnesses. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1
says about the cloud.
No, I don't want the cloud. Okay. I want the
11:39.
Thank you. 11:39-40. I want to read that.
On va lire ceci. Hébreux.
Hallelujah. So you know that this is not Bert's gospel, Brother Bert's gospel. This is the gospel that Brother Bert believes from the Word of God. Hallelujah. I suggest you read the whole chapter, but we're not going to do that. Hallelujah. But it goes from the very beginning of time down through the dispensations of time, down to the time of great persecution. Hallelujah.
Ça commence par le début des choses, des temps, à la dispensation jusqu'à la persécution.
These people behaved admirably. They did a good job.
On fait un travail.
Hallelujah. Because it says in verse 39,
il est écrit dans le verset 39 de Hébreux,
and these all, having attained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for you and I. Hallelujah. Did you hear it? It says us, but we're the us. It says us.
Il est écrit dans le verset 40.
But we are the us.
Nous qui faisons partie.
Hallelujah. So I can say, brother, God has a better thing for you. I can say to Sister Lucy, God has a better thing for you. Hallelujah. I can say to the brother back here, God has a better thing for you. Hallelujah. What is that better thing? It says that they, without us, hallelujah, should not be made perfect. Hallelujah.
Passons-nous à la perfection.
It's important, the word should. It's important. What does your Bible say? Does it say should?
Non,
that they should not be made perfect.
Enfin, qu'ils ne parviennent pas.
So how would you translate that in English?
Yeah, there's no should here.
There's no should.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
So that it is.
It is that.
Yeah, yeah.
They should not be made perfect.
Qu'ils ne parviennent pas. Huh?
Is that right? I need to know what your Bible says.
Qu'ils ne parviennent pas. Le should là.
So how would you translate that?
Comment devons-nous traduire ça? En fait, qu'ils ne parviennent pas sans nous à la perfection.
How would you translate that into English? They what?
That they will not be made perfect.
That they will not.
Yes.
So will and should have a similar meaning. It doesn't mean they could not be made perfect, but it means that they are held back.
Cela ne veut pas dire qu'ils ne peuvent pas devenir parfaits, mais cela veut dire qu'ils étaient retenus.
From being perfect because we are to demonstrate the reality of that perfection.
Ils étaient retenus.
Hallelujah.
C'est à nous
now,
de démontrer cette perfection.
I have a question for you.
J'ai une question pour vous.
If I decide not to be perfect,
si je décide maintenant de ne pas être parfait,
what happens to them? Does your Bible put the responsibility of their perfection on your shoulders?
Yes.
So I'm not just responsible for working out my own salvation. I am responsible for those who have suffered and died in extreme circumstances. Hallelujah. And the most amazing thing about it is, the circumstance I may be in may not be as torturous as the circumstances that they were had to go through. Hallelujah. And yet the programming of God requires that I demonstrate the perfection to them so they can be perfect. Hallelujah. There's a little scripture in the Bible. You know, when I make these tapes and I put them down on my computer and I go back through them, I go and look all these little scriptures up. Number one, I want to be sure that it was the scripture. Hallelujah. Number two, I want to be sure in what it says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I have the burden of responsibility, not for my own salvation, but for the host of heaven that is around me. Hallelujah. And that responsibility, the Bible says, unto whom much is given,
la Bible dit, à celui qui l'a été donné beaucoup,
much shall be required.
De la même manière, on
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm in the heavenly host. I come and I pass through and I pass on and I'm standing in the heavenly host.
Je me tiens debout dans l'armée céleste.
And Abel is there.
Abel. Abel est là-bas.
Enoch is there.
Enoch est parmi eux.
Noah is there.
Noé est aussi dedans.
Abraham is there.
Abraham aussi.
Moses is there.
Moïse.
Joshua is there.
Josué là.
Caleb is there.
Caleb aussi.
And the Lord is going to look at me.
Et le Seigneur me verra.
And he's going to say, did you do better than these?
Et il dira, est-ce que tu as mieux fait que ces personnes?
Every one of those fulfilled the word of God that was given to them and their dispensation.
Bien que ces personnes aient accompli la parole de Dieu qui leur a été donnée selon leur dispensation.
And unless you think that perfection is not a commodity that is obtainable in our lifetime, I want to turn over here to, let me see, I want to find, let's see, Genesis, I want to go to Genesis 6, 13. I want to find how the Bible describes Noah.
Je voudrais voir la description biblique de Noé.
Hallelujah.
Genesis
6.
Genesis 6.
Hallelujah. Let me see. It says somewhere.
Il est écrit quelque part.
Let me see if I can find it.
Ouais.
Verse what?
Well, there is verse 9.
Yes, I see these. I see it. Well, it says, but Noah, verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Found grace in it. These are the Noah. Oh, yes, that is the 9. Verse 9. I even have it marked. Praise God. Thank you. It says here, verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah, what? Walked with God. God help us.
Noé était un homme juste et intègre parmi ses contemporains. Noé marchait avec Dieu.
Ah, perfect. Does your Bible say perfect in French?
No.
Huh? What does it say?
Intègre.
What's that mean?
Like integrity.
Huh?
Integrity.
Integrity. No. Go.
Blameless.
Huh?
Blameless.
Blameless. Yes, but perfect is a better word. And there is no mistaking about it. When you read the Hebrew, it means perfect. Hallelujah. Now, I want to show you how perfect Noah was. Hallelujah. Go back over to Hebrews chapter 11.
Retournons à Hébreux 11.
Hallelujah. Go back over here to Hebrews chapter 11.
Hébreux 11.
I'm going to start at verse 6. Because it sets the demeanor of verse 7.
Parce que ça commence et le sens donné au verset 7.
It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, God.
Il est impossible de lui plaire.
For he that cometh to God,
celui qui s'approche de Dieu,
must believe that he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. I want to stop right there for a moment. Keep your finger there. Hallelujah. Because I want us to understand the reward. If the job is to seek him, what is the reward of that seeking?
Si mon travail est de vous chercher, quelle est la récompense de faire?
No, yes, it is perfection, but perfection in a different manifestation. Because we're seeking an individual, not just an attribute. Huh? Okay. We are seeking, she said that it was perfection. What would be the reward? Hallelujah. And I'm saying, yes, but that is not the focus on which it is we are seeking. Okay, somebody will have to translate that. You do not understand. All right, let's see. Let's read the verse. Let's read the verse.
Lisons le verset.
Says, he, God, is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Huh?
Celui qui s'approche.
Hallelujah.
Qui récompense ceux qui le cherchent.
Hallelujah. So what are we seeking?
Qu'est-ce que nous cherchons?
I think there is a word missing in the French.
Yes, there is a word missing in French.
In French.
Mm. Well, you need to write that word in there because it's very important.
Diligently seeking. The word diligently is missing in that in what you have
written. Est-ce que quelqu'un a une tradition qui...
Hallelujah.
No, but seek is such. But diligently makes it...
Yes, diligent means you're focused, you're pressing, you're looking. So, but what are we looking for? Well, let's not go into the how just yet. Let's not complicate it. But what is it that we are looking for?
Oui, je voudrais savoir si seulement.
Okay, well, that's why we're dwelling on this, because we need to get it straight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I'll just give you the answer, all right? Hallelujah. If he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, the object of our search is him.
Celui que nous cherchons est lui.
Not the attribute.
Pas son attribut.
Not the qualities of it.
Mais pas cette qualité.
It is the aspect of knowing a personality.
C'est une question.
Hello.
De personnalité.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if we're diligently seeking him,
si nous le cherchons diligently,
the personality,
sa personnalité,
the actual personage of God,
le
hallelujah,
personnage,
how will he reward my search?
Comment va-t-il récompenser?
He is going to reward my search by revealing himself unto me. Hallelujah.
En se révélant à moi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the whole context of that verse.
C'est le contexte même de ce
because it starts out that we must believe that God is.
Parce qu'il est écrit que nous devons croire que Dieu existe.
In order to find out that God is, we have to diligently look for him, press him, inquire of it.
Nous devons
hallelujah.
Faire des recherches sur lui.
Knock.
Et knock.
Shall be open.
Frappez et vous sera ouvert.
Seek.
Cherchez.
And you will find.
Et vous trouverez.
Hein? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's going to reveal himself to you and I. My brethren, the word diligent is key to the whole thing.
Est un mot important dans la chose.
You people that have been to college or are in university, do you have to be do you have to be diligent in your studies?
Je pense que vous avez été diligent dans vos études.
And depending how diligent you are,
et selon la façon dont vous avez été diligent,
depends what kind of grade you come out of the class at the end of the day.
Vous avez eu les notes.
Hallelujah. Are you striving to be the top of your class?
Est-ce que vous efforcez à être le premier de votre classe?
Or are you just satisfied with getting a passing grade?
Oh, bien, vous êtes juste satisfait.
Hallelujah.
Passer l'examen juste le.
If you want to be the top of the class,
si vous voulez être le premier d'une classe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to spend more time in study than anybody else.
Vous allez passer plus de temps dans.
You're going to be spending more time in research and effort of trying to grasp the reality of this thing that they are teaching you.
Vous allez passer plus de temps.
Hallelujah.
De recherche et à comprendre la réalité.
How much more should we do it in the spirit with God?
Et à combien plus fort.
Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. It's the same with you and I that are working for somebody or want to start our own business or involved in doing that business. Hallelujah. If you want a good business, or you want to advance in your place of employment, I can guarantee you're spending more time on the job. You are doing things above and beyond what is required of you. Hallelujah. And there are many sacrifices that you are making at home, in your lifestyle, and in the things that you are involved in. Hallelujah. In order to get to that place of preeminence in the thing that you want. Hallelujah. How much more should we want God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, Noah was a man who really wanted God. Noah was a man who really wanted God.
Noé était un homme qui cherchait vraiment Dieu.
Back here, I think it was, when was it? Genesis 6? I want, just keep your finger in Hebrews. I just want to read a verse here. Because there was, it quickened me, a thought was quickened to me. Hallelujah. I think I read it here somewhere. Or maybe it's in Hebrews. Yes, but it said that he walked with God, but I will find it later, I guess.
Verse 9.
Huh?
Chapter 6 of Genesis, verse 9.
Okay. Yes. Yes, yes. Why didn't I see that? I was looking right at it.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God.
Noah était un homme juste.
Hallelujah.
Parmi ses contemporains, Noé marchait avec Dieu.
Who else does the Bible say walked with God?
Qui d'autre la Bible a dit?
Enoch.
Enoch.
Hallelujah. So Noah,
Noé,
and Enoch had something similar and in common with each other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, brethren, don't tell me you're too busy.
Ne dites pas que vous êtes très affairé.
Don't tell me you're too busy.
Ne me dites pas que vous êtes très occupé.
Noah had a family.
Noé a eu une famille.
Had to put food on the table.
Doit leur donner la nourriture.
Had to provide clothes for his family.
Doit leur donner de quoi vêtir.
He had to put a roof over their heads.
Doit leur trouver un logement.
He had to deal with personal relationships with his wife.
Il doit avoir
personal relationships with his children.
Avec sa femme et sa
personal
femme.
Relationships with the community.
Avec,
Hallelujah. All of this time, he's Noah is walking with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you stand before God and you say, well, I just didn't have time. He's going to say, Enoch, would you come here, please? And then he goes, hey, Noah, would you come over here, please? And he's going to look at you, and he's going to look at them. And he's going to look at them, and then he's going to look at you, and he does not have to say a thing. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back over into Hebrews. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Hallelujah. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he, Noah, condemned the world and became the heir of salvation, which is by faith.
C'est par la foi que Noé divinement averti.
Heir of righteousness. Yeah. Didn't I say righteousness?
Encore. Oh, okay. Et saisi d'une pieuse crainte, construisit une arche pour sauver sa famille. C'est par elle qu'il condamna le monde et devint héritier de la justice qui s'obtient par la foi.
So, Noah's position of relationship.
La position et la relation.
And his Noé. Obedience to the word of God. Produced a certain aspect of character that was utilized in a particular way. Huh?
Le caractère.
Noah's participation with God, his obedience to the word of God,
la collaboration et l'obéissance de Noé à la parole
produced a particular aspect of character
a produit un caractère spécial
that God utilized in a particular fashion for the time frame he was living in.
Que Dieu a utilisé d'une manière spécifique au moment où il a vécu.
What was it that that God did with Noah.
Qu'est-ce que Dieu avait fait de Noé?
God took Noah.
Dieu avait pris Noé
as a benchmark, as a standard.
Comme un standard.
Now, this is not a man. This is not a man called Jesus Christ. This is a man called Noah.
Mais c'est plutôt Noé.
God took a man.
Dieu avait pris un homme.
Put him like a benchmark on the wall.
L'a mis comme un, une référence sur le mur.
And measured every other human being on the earth in accordance to that man's position of relationship with God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Celui-là sur le mur qui est Noé.
And on the basis of that measurement, God condemned the world.
Et sur la base,
hallelujah.
Mesure,
hallelujah.
Condamner le monde.
How much more with us?
Combien plus fort que
in the word that we have and the time that we live
ce message que nous avons
and the confrontation of wickedness that is upon the land.
Et la
hallelujah.
Qui a couvert le monde.
Now, does your Bible say that? Does your Bible say that?
Est-ce que votre Bible dit ça?
Because that word condemned in the Hebrew means judgment with consequence.
En hébreu, veut dire jugement suivi de conséquences.
There are two words. There are two words in the Bible that express judgment.
Dans la Bible,
well, there's five more, but there's two particular words.
Il y a deux mots particuliers.
There is the word krima.
Il y a le mot krima.
Which means I have to judge between good and evil.
Il veut dire je dois faire la part entre le bien et le mal.
I have no power to pronounce judgment over evil. I just have the ability to discern the difference between good and evil.
Je n'ai pas le pouvoir.
Hallelujah.
J'ai le mal, mais j'ai seulement
hallelujah.
Le choix de choisir le bien et le mal.
The other word
mot
is kata krima.
Kata krima.
Hallelujah. That means to be arrested.
Être arrêté, capturé.
That means to be tried and found guilty.
Et être jugé et être condamné.
And in the finding of guilty, a sentence is passed. Hallelujah.
Déclaré coupable et dans cette déclaration de culpabilité,
now,
une décision, une sentence est prononcée.
It is not man that judges, it is God that uses man as a means by which to judge circumstances and situations.
Ce n'est pas Dieu qui juge directement.
Hallelujah.
Il utilise l'homme comme une mesure de justice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you about a little situation, a story. There was a situation between two individuals.
Il y avait une situation entre deux personnes.
And in that situation, one individual was accusing another of doing something that was not righteous.
Une personne était en train d'accuser l'autre d'avoir fait quelque chose de mauvais.
And that accusation was a false accusation.
Et cette accusation était une fausse.
But it didn't stop the individual from maligning and talking bad about that other individual.
Mais ceci n'avait pas empêché le premier à professer de fausses paroles contre le dernier.
And that other individual got offended.
Et ce dernier s'est senti offensé.
And in his offense, they got angry.
Et dans ce sentiment d'offense,
now,
il s'est fâché.
He did not speak of that anger to other people.
Il n'a pas quand même dit.
He did not badmouth the other people to the other people about this one man.
Il n'a pas accusé l'autre.
And he went to God.
Il est allé de
and he said, God,
il a dit Dieu,
you know the reality of this situation.
Tu connais la réalité de cette
situation. I need you to vindicate, to verify my righteousness.
Je voudrais que tu
Hallelujah. And God said to him, how can I vindicate your position of righteousness when you respond unrighteously? If I defend you in your unrighteousness, then your unrighteousness is solidified. Your unrighteousness is solidified in your own mind. Hallelujah. That meant that he would feel he had a right to be indignant and offended by the situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says we must have clean hands. That means I'm not participating in dirt. Hallelujah. On the natural arena, on the natural level,
sur le plan naturel,
but my heart has to be clean too.
Mais mon cœur aussi doit être
clean hands and a pure heart.
Les mains pures,
hallelujah.
Les mains propres et le cœur pur.
So we have man coming to a position of perfection in the dispensation in which he was living for a particular reason.
L'homme amené à la position de sa,
hallelujah,
selon sa dispensation dans le monde qu'il vivait.
And now we jump ahead for several thousands of years.
Okay, maintenant nous sautons en avant
into our present day. Huh? Into our present day.
Dans notre monde actuel.
The world in its societies of humanity is headlong running for destruction and elimination.
Vous savez, le monde, l'humanité aujourd'hui court à sa propre destruction.
Hallelujah. And the magnitude of that destruction,
et la magnitude, bien amplitude,
no matter where it happens, will infect the global environment of the world.
Quel que soit ce qui va se passer, va affecter l'environnement tout autour.
So God is now looking for some Noahs.
Dieu aujourd'hui est en train de...
Hallelujah.
Certains Noahs.
He's bringing a particular word called perfection.
Il apporte un mot.
Hallelujah.
Appelé perfection.
Hallelujah. He's bringing it to a people who have the ability to hear it.
Il apporte à des personnes qui sont capables de le...
And have the capacity, if they so determine, to work with God to bring it to a manifestation in their lives.
Ils ont la capacité et
hallelujah.
De...
Hallelujah.
Et de l'amener à la réalisation.
Inside the Holy of Holies,
au milieu ou bien au sein du lieu très saint.
Hallelujah. Inside the Holy of Holies, there is a piece, two pieces of furniture.
Il y a deux pièces de...
Two pieces of furniture called the Ark of the Covenant.
Il y a deux meubles. Qui ça, le premier s'appelle l'Ark
of the Covenant.
De l'Alliance.
Hallelujah. Now it is by no mistake that they call it an ark.
Et ce n'est pas, huh? Pas erreur qu'on l'a...
Hallelujah.
Une arche.
Hallelujah. There are only three arcs in the Bible.
Vous savez, dans la Bible, il y a seulement trois arcs.
Huh? There's only three arcs. There's the first ark.
Le premier.
Which was the basket.
C'était le corbeil
of Moses.
De Moïse.
Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
Vous savez de quoi je parle?
Huh?
Hmm?
Are you Bible students?
Est-ce que votre Bible a dit ça?
When Moses was to be born,
lorsque Moïse devait naître,
it would fulfill the scriptures that the prince of the prince of darkness, who was Herod at the time,
le prince des ténèbres qui régnait en ce temps.
Prince of darkness.
Pharaoh,
yes. It was Jesus with Herod. Hallelujah. The decree went out to kill all babies 2 years old and under. Because Pharaoh. No.
They went out to kill all male children.
Yes.
Of Israel. All male children.
Yes.
The time of Moses was all male children.
Okay, male children. All right, that's good. I had it in my mind. I just think. All right, male children under the age of 2 years.
Knowledge.
Huh?
Knowledge.
Yeah, there was, wasn't it?
The age was Jesus.
That was respect to Jesus.
Yes.
Well, they're similar. So anyway, the decree went out to kill these children. The midwives were given the instruction that as the that child was to deliver, they were to kill the child. Hallelujah.
L'ordre aux sages-femmes.
Why?
Signaler toute naissance et tout enfant qui allait naître mal devait être tué.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because Pharaoh wanted to destroy the prophecy concerning the deliverer of those who were under his authority. Hallelujah.
Veux-tu annuler cette prophétie qui prophétisait la
lumière
à ceux qui étaient assujettis?
Hallelujah. So the decree went out to kill them.
Et le décret était sorti qu'on devait les tuer tous.
If you ever wonder why the church is persecuted the way it's persecuted, read the history of the church and its persecutions. Hallelujah. The other, Moses' mother made a ark out of a basket.
Huh?
And she put inside that basket a human being that was to be the savior of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, and she put it in the water. Hallelujah. And we know the story. The second ark. Huh?
La seconde arche.
Was Noah's.
C'était celle de Noah.
Noah's ark.
C'était celle de Noé.
And Noah was to be the savior of humanity.
Noé devait sauver l'humanité.
Hallelujah. And one of the important things about Noah's Ark that we are told in the construction of it,
une des choses les plus importantes, c'est qu'on nous a dit de l'arche de Noé dans sa construction,
is that it was pitched on the inside and it was pitched on the outside.
Et c'était courbé, c'est ça, non? C'était...
Hallelujah. Mm. Pitched with pitch, with tar, on the inside.
C'était cousu de l'intérieur et cousu de l'extérieur.
They take tar or sap, tree sap.
Ils ont pris des sacs.
And they put it like cement.
No, not sap. C'est pas ça.
Et puis, dehors aussi.
Pitched it on the inside. Did it on the inside. Spread it on the inside.
C'était bien.
Spread it all around on the outside.
Et aussi de l'intérieur.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Why?
Pourquoi?
To bring a barrier, bring a separation between what was outside and what was inside. Hallelujah. You have around the tabernacle.
Vous avez
you have a wall or a fence,
un mur,
That brings a division between the inside and the outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when Noah, what it's talking about in these two aspects is the sealing of God on man.
Et dans ces deux aspects,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Le saut ou bien le fait que Dieu soit un, l'unité de l'homme avec Dieu.
The third arc,
la troisième arche,
is the ark of the covenant.
C'est l'arche de l'alliance.
Hein? Hallelujah. But instead of being pitched with tar, it was covered in gold.
Au lieu d'être cimenté,
hallelujah,
avec l'argile,
hallelujah,
cette fois-ci elle a été
covered
d'or, c'est-à-dire
sides, bottom, okay. Inside, bottom, everything covered. This is just the actual ark of its in itself. Forgive my drawing. I am not that much of a drawer.
Huh?
Hallelujah. But it was covered with gold inside as well as outside. Hallelujah. Wood in the natural, in the spiritual arena, wood is indicative of man.
Dans un aspect un peu plus naturel, le bois signifie l'homme.
Gold is indicative of the nature of God.
Actuellement, le bois désigne l'homme et
hallelujah.
L'homme, la nature.
Hallelujah. So it's not just talking about a box.
En fait, on ne parle pas seulement de la boîte.
Huh? It's not just talking about a piece of furniture.
On ne parle pas seulement du mobilier.
But it's talking about God and man coming together and man being totally covered over with God.
Et on parle de
hallelujah.
Et de Dieu ensemble. Et ici, Dieu, ou bien l'homme se laissant couvert totalement par Dieu.
And the Ark of the Covenant is really two pieces of furniture. But the lid of the ark was solid gold. The lid was solid gold. Huh? Hallelujah. The lid that sat on top of the ark. Hallelujah.
La fermeture ou bien la face est visible de l'arc était faite en or solide.
It was solid gold.
C'est fait en or.
No wood, solide. No metal, just gold. Hallelujah.
Pas d'autre métal, c'était seulement de l'or.
Because it's indicative of God alone and God alone doing the work that is in man. Hallelujah.
Quelque c'est Dieu et Dieu seul qui pouvait travailler ou bien faisait le œuvre en l'homme.
And these angels that were called cherubims,
et ces anges que nous appelons des chérubins,
they were overshadowing the mercy seat, which they called this the mercy seat. They were overshadowing it.
Donc le lieu de grâce. Ici s'appelle le lieu de grâce était couvert ou bien jalonné d'archange.
And God said, there on the mercy seat will I meet with you.
Et
hallelujah.
Là-bas, le lieu de la grâce où
hallelujah. How does this translate to us to give us an understanding of how it is utilized in our lives?
Comment ceci est traduit et interprété dans la vie, dans notre vie quotidienne?
It is the Spirit and the Word, huh?
si est l'esprit, ceci est la parole.
Overshadowing man.
Couvrant l'homme.
To bring forth the nature of Christ.
Pour apporter au
Alléluia.
Surgit la nature de Christ.
And
pour révéler la nature de Christ.
I'm going to stop there.
Je vais m'arrêter ici.
Praise God.
Alléluia.
La victoire, et j'ai la vérité, attendez dans mon cœur que Jésus soit loué. Oh, et l'heure de la victoire, et j'ai la vérité, attendez dans mon cœur que Jésus soit loué. Oh, que Jésus soit loué, dans la vérité, que Seigneur soit loué, dans la vérité, que Yahweh soit loué. L'Éternel soit loué, oh l'heure de la victoire, et c'est la vérité, affronté dans mon cœur que Jésus soit loué, oh oui, l'heure de la victoire, oh affronté dans mon cœur que Jésus soit loué, oh oui, que Jésus soit loué, que Hallelujah.